can see why Sam needed to come back here. There's something about this world, about my place in it.
I know what you did 3 years ago. I know.
Go! You need to listen!
No time for chat, Skip!
He was hallucinating earlier. Said you were in outer space, saw stars and everything.
You saw stars?
Of course I didn't. He's talking cobblers.
You ever stared at something so long, the rest of your vision goes black? Find out what you need, Alex, now, before it's too late.
Viv, are you receiving me? Over.
The good ship Fenchurch is listening, G. That crack in the hull is only going to get wider.
What now?
From a night sky filled with stars, to Viv's funeral in a crematorium, a congregation of mourners sing, facing the coffin at the front of the chapel, around which a curtain is slowly drawing. Jean is standing next to Alex on the second row, with Ray and Chris behind them. All are singing along solemnly from their hymn books. Jim standing at the back. The motorized curtains almost finished surrounding the coffin, on which flowers and a police helmet are laid. The curtains jam just before coming to a close, leaving the coffin exposed to the congregation. An annoyed Jean looks at the priest, who's struggling to operate the broken mechanism. Jean puts down his hymn book and steps up to close the curtains himself. Chris tries not to laugh as Jean yanks the curtains, finally managing to free them.
Sorry, Liv.
The curtains close, and Jean returns to his place next to Alex, throwing a dirty look at Chris. Chris can hardly contain his laughter. Bright yellow flames are superimposed on a portrait of a smiling Viv. Later on, the mourners are at Luigi's for the funeral reception.
I remember when we were evicted from paradise and sent down to this southern shithole. Viv came over to me, shook my hand and said he was sorry, but all northerners looked the same to him. Said he'd look after me.
I've worked with a few skippers in my time, but Viv was the best by a country mile. I'm going to miss him.
I can't believe he's gone. Yeah, I keep looking out the door expecting him to come through and bollock me for not having done my paperwork.
He was a lovely man.
When it came to it, it was my turn to look after him.
Guv, it wasn't your fault. It was nobody's fault but Viv's.
Chris spills some beer.
Bollocks.
I just lost one of my finest, and now I'm left with officers like you, Skelton, you clumsy bastard.
Signore Huff, please!
Show some respect.
Guv, it's gonna be all right. We're all gonna be all right.
Where's Bolly?
Alex is at the station when Jim appears.
Another good officer gone, Alex.
Sir.
He's smoking a cigarette.
Find a dead police officer, and a penny to a pound, you'll find Jean Hunt standing over him.
If you don't mind, sir, I've got things to do.
Still, you're the lucky one. Your bullet didn't kill you.
It was an accident.
Jim stubs out his cigarette, then walks up to Alex, who's holding the photo of the disfigured policeman.
Who's this?
It sounds stupid, but you know the ghost I was telling you about?
Where'd you find it?
The governor's office.
Another dead copper. He's slippery. Even putting this report together, working right here next to him, covers his tracks.
He's a good copper.
He's a killer.
He takes the roll of film from her desk.
And this?
That was with it. I'm going to get it developed.
Well, we've got superior facilities at DNC. I'll do it.
He pockets it, then leans on the desk.
You know, you could no more turn your back on a bent copper and stop breathing. We're the same, you and me.
Except, I don't want it to be true. So we're not the same, are we?
Time has come, Alex. Do what you were put here to do. Get me Jean Hunt.
My name is Alex Drake. I was shot and found myself in 1983. Is it real or in my mind? Either way, I have to solve the mystery of what all this means and fight to get home. Because time is running out.
Ashes to Ashes. Starring Philip Glenister, Keely Hawes, Dean Andrews, Marshall Lancaster, Montserrat Lombard, and Daniel Mays. Co-created by Matthew Graham. Co-created and written by Ashley Faroa. Directed by David Cooley. Whilst Gene's staring out of his office window, Alex approaches Ray.
How is he?
How do you think he is? Blames himself.
Have you heard anything from your friend in Manchester about the epaulette numbers?
No.
Or could you ask him again, please?
But what's so important about some plod's epaulette number?
He's just at line of inquiry. I need an ID. Please, Ray.
All right. Who's down there?
What the hell are you doing?
Chris, you all right?
Luigi's cheapest Chianti on an empty stomach. Always a recipe for mental disaster.
No, I'm not on Gover.
Told you, should have eaten the vol-au-vents.
What is happening to us all?
Alex enters Jean's office.
Bugger off, I'm grieving.
She sits on his desk.
How are you doing, Gov?
I miss my pal.
Yeah, I know you do. What are you doing tonight?
I'm going to a revival of the caretaker at the Royal Court.
Are you?
No.
You know, we've been through a lot together, you and I. Professionally and, you know, in other ways.
Come on, spit it out, Bowles.
Let's have dinner together. Tonight.
Why?
Because I get the feeling that we won't have very many more opportunities, that's why.
What, date?
Yeah, I suppose so.
All right, you're on. Mind you, have to warn you, Bolly. First date, upstairs, outside only.
Gov reports something kicking off at Shabin in Dalston.
What?
It's an illegal drinking den. It's hardly CID, is it, Ray?
Yeah, but it's an ANC Shabin.
Right then, we better go and splinter some skulls for Viv.
How touched he would be.
The Quattro tears through the streets of London, skidding round corners and burning rubber on the tarmac. In his dimly lit office, Jim sits at his desk with a parcel in front of him. Resting his elbows on the desk, he stares at the parcel intently, then unwraps it, revealing a stack of three videotapes. His face breaks into a big grin. Gene and his team arrive at the Shabin, where two men are arguing in an adjacent office.
This is nonsense, man. What do you mean, nonsense? You're a Judas! A Judas!
The clientele is all black.
Are we in Dalston, or did we just take a wrong turn into Bogo Bogo land?
No need for that, is there?
Can I help you?
We've had reports of a disturbance here.
As you can see, all is well.
Is it true that in your country the police don't need warrants? They can hang a man by his ankles just because they don't like the cut of his jib?
You mean the colour of a man's skin? Yes, it's true.
Ray, take this place apart.
Yes,
well, that's a bit extreme, isn't it?
Come on, Harvey. Tula.
Thank you.
Why do you do this?
If you don't shut up, I'll arrest you for obstruction.
Okay, if you all want to make your way into the middle of the room, please.
Bloody hell are you doing?
Cove, there's no point in giving them a hard time. We don't know if they've done anything
wrong. Well, I want your opinion, Skelton, and I'll ask for it. And I will never ask for it. Prick.
Gov, I know you're upset. Let's...
Ray, get on with it.
You don't understand. These people have been fighting against an abhorrent society. They're just...
They're members of a terrorist organisation and they are on my patch, Bolly.
They didn't kill Viv, nor did Chris, and nor did I.
Anki Kwezi Kulala.
Please, don't stop talking on our account.
Gov, there's some blood. Hang on, there's more here.
The woman stands apprehensively as Ray steps into a back room. He opens a cupboard and a body falls on him. At the station.
I've been a hush, please! Nobody's falling down any stairs here!
I don't know about that.
What did the guv say to you?
It doesn't matter.
You need to stand up for yourself, Chris.
Oh, yeah, and police officers will fly.
Right, listen! Get these people processed now! Come on!
Can I take your names, please?
Chris! Make copies of these.
Right, I'm a bit busy at the minute, Gov. Other Gov.
Now.
Chris?
You look unpleasantly happy. My report is almost done. Good, you'll be sodding off then.
What does it say?
That's for me to know and for you to read. He's got nothing. A couple of unpaid parking tickets, a few lost forms. Do you want to think that? Nothing a big juicy collar won't override.
Jim walks out.
Can I please have a bit of peace and bastard quiet?
There are 13 knife entry holes to his stomach and torso, but the wound that killed him is this little chap, cut into the trachea, leading to massive hemorrhage and death.
Time of death?
The call came in at 9 o'clock this morning.
That would be about right.
So what do we know about him?
His name is Oliver Ndlovu. He's a member of the ANC. Fled South Africa 6 months ago, where he was accused of organizing strikes in township schools.
Murder weapon?
Small knife, serrated edge. My guess would be a kitchen knife of some sort.
Right. Let's go nab ourselves a terrorist body. Make Keith put out in his pipe and smoke it.
So what did you see?
Nothing.
Someone got murdered and you saw nothing?
I was in the bathroom.
You were in the bathroom too?
Yes.
Must have been one out of a big bathroom.
You were not in a bathroom. You, my Bolshevik African friend, are the head honcho, which means you know who murdered Oliver
Ndlovu. No, I don't know who murdered him.
You know, I might not be able to pull your fingernails out, but I'm not stupid. He was murdered on your watch in your club.
I was in the bathroom.
Do you know what I think? I think you killed him.
No.
You ever been inside an English prison? They'd love you in there. Bit of African rough. Something different for the weekend. You wouldn't be able to sit down for 1,000 years.
1,000 years. It's classic.
Alex interviews the frightened woman.
There's no need to be afraid, Sitsi. I give you my word. Did you know Oliver?
I was in the bathroom. I saw nothing.
That's not what I asked. I understand he had quite forthright views on how the struggle should progress.
We found these in his belongings.
Did he upset somebody, Sissy? Is that why he was killed? You know, we will find out what happened, and when we do, there'll be discussions as to who should be deported.
Please, don't send me back.
Well,
they will kill me like they killed my father.
How did your father die?
They put wires in his penis and shocked him. The shock cracked his spine and hurt his vocal cords. He couldn't even say goodbye to me before he died.
Sorry.
I was in the bathroom.
Melancholic, stop your dreaming. Can't you see their spearheads gleaming?
Can I be Michael Caine?
Here they come, chaps! That's right! Ah!
Ah! Take it back! Ah! Fatic, aren't they? Oh!
The officers have staged to pretend a Zulu attack on the premises.
I've come across some stone wallers before, buddy, but this is our first division.
They're doing the whole civil disobedience thing, hoping we won't be able to separate the killer from the herd.
We need someone to shake them up. Ray, get yourself back down that shebang.
Shebeen.
Shebang, shebeen, shebong, shewaddy, waddy, whatever. See if we missed something. Take a plonk with you.
Yeah, about that, Gov. You do remember saying I could join CID?
Now!
Ray and Shaz walk out.
So what do you got?
It's Sitsi. She seems agitated. I think she may have something.
Good. Well, maybe it's about time she had a little chat with her Uncle Jean.
Go easy on her, won't you? She's had a hell of a life.
The very thought. Right, Zitty, you're in with me.
At the Shebeen.
I just wish Chris would stand up to the Garf. Just once.
It's not in his nature. Can't ask a Labrador to become a Rottweiler.
Well, I don't believe that. People can change.
Well, not Chris. Look, if you stab somebody here, what would you do with a knife?
I don't know. It depends if I was hiding what I'd done from the others or not.
They're all in on it. Boozy argument gone wrong.
That drunk in the morning?
They're Africans. Stab, stab. He goes down. Lots of screaming. Panic. What do you do with a knife?
Make a run for it and lob it in the canal out back.
Broad daylight. Someone might see
it. I really think it's holding Chris back. What if I... Ray Carlin, what are you doing?
Just getting a sneaky plan. Must be a blockage.
Anyway, as I was saying, Chris must take control of his own destiny. He's in denial.
Denial?
Yeah.
Isn't that a river in Egypt? So we have to tell them.
They're illegal.
Are they? Maybe you should tell the police. Oh, what have we got here? A one-stop illegal immigration shop.
A knife.
Bingo. Tobias, I can only guess at the experiences you've been through in South Africa. I have the profoundest admiration for your struggle. This may sound trite, but I argued against apartheid at my school's in-house debating society, and I very nearly won. Does sound a bit trite. I know what you're doing. You're creating a conversational vacuum that you think my white liberal guilt will fill with inane chatter and banalities almost completely without punctuation or coherent syntax, thus taking the heat off what it is that we're meant to be talking about, which is murder. It's not going to happen. It will all end beautifully, Tobias. In 7 years' time, Nelson Mandela will be released and he'll become the first democratically elected president in South Africa. I want you to be there on that wonderful day, not rotting away in some London prison. But you have to help me.
I don't care what happened to you in South Africa. I don't care what happens to you when I send you back.
No, please, you don't understand.
So I imagine they'll probably wire you up like a light bulb and then plug you into the mains.
Please, don't send me
who
back.
Who killed Oliver Onlovo? Was it Tobias? Come on, you can tell me. He can't get you in here.
Quick word, Gov.
You say what you like in front of Titty with old friends.
Ray drops the knife on the table, causing Tsitsi to gasp.
Stand up. Stand up. I'm going to take your dress off. Dress off.
We should get Shazgov. We're not allowed to.
If you don't take your dress off, I swear to God I will put you on the next plane to Johannesburg.
I was in the bathroom.
Under her top, her blouse is covered in blood.
This isn't just a drunken murder, this is a fully-fledged one-stop ANC cell.
But I'm going to go and call Special Branch.
No, you won't.
God, we have to. If we suspect a link to a potential terrorist, we have...
There's a big fish here and he's ours. He'll scupper Keita's report once and for all.
He? Thought it was the girl that killed him.
She's just a kid, Raymond. No, she's not the prize. Right, go and get Zizzy up from the cell. Tell the South African police want to speak to her.
Right, go.
What are you up to?
A sprat to catch a mackerel.
Don't touch me.
Right, Chris, let the others go. Chaz, get this girl a brief, a good one.
Go on, Begata.
Come on.
Speak English.
Right, get her
in a cell.
I did it. I killed Oliver Ndlovu.
Jean faces Tobias.
Why? He was a hothead. Talking of armed struggle, bringing violence to the streets of London, I couldn't let that happen.
I don't believe you.
I was peeling potatoes when he came at me. It was self-defense.
We saw the body. It didn't look like self-defense to me.
What about her clothes? They're covered in blood.
She tried to revive him. They were lovers.
Ray, get him in my office.
Come on.
No! No! I was in the bathroom.
Right, what can you tell me about this little lot, Tobias? What are these?
We run a cleaning company. Gives our people work.
Explain this.
You let the girl go?
Illegal passports, forged visas, laundered money.
I'll tell you about it all.
Everything?
Everything.
Full confession? Ray.
This isn't right, Gov. He'd say anything to get Sitsi off.
Sprat mackerel.
So you'd let a potential murderer go just to get a bigger collar?
This is the final chapter, Bolly. In case you hadn't noticed, we're fighting for our lives.
Look, I'm not saying I agree with apartheid, but just take a look at the rest of Africa, set of corrupt murderers. I mean, it's like Liverpool, but with sunshine and elephants.
You're the most intolerant, prejudiced man I've ever met, Ray.
Bet you said that to all the boys. Come on, let's get this report typed up.
Turning a corner, Shaz and Ray hear strange sounds coming from behind a door.
All right, everyone.
I'm scared, Ray.
It's okay, I'm here.
He holds her in his arms.
We're all going mad.
Oi! What the hell are you doing? I'm talking to you two. What's going on?
Nothing.
How can you say that?
I'm the best mate, and that... I don't believe
it. Something strange is going on. We've heard noises, Chris. And we've both been seeing stars. Tell him, Ray. Tell me you've seen it too, Chris.
You've seen all I need to see. You're both nutters. You deserve each other.
Chris! Chris!
Ray opens the door and finds nothing but a storage room. In Jean's office.
A man was killed and another man owned up to his murder. Which means you're free to go.
Did you kill Oliver Sitsi?
No.
Give it a rest, Bolly.
If you've got something to say, you must say it now.
Chris!
A gloomy Chris approaches.
Show this young lady out. When you tell your terrorist friends to keep off of my manor, I'm going to hunt them down like rats. Understood? Bye-bye.
You can't be sure it wasn't her, and you certainly can't be sure that it was Tobias.
He's giving me an entire ANC illegal immigrant centre. He's the prize.
And what about the truth?
Oh, grow up. Jimbo, my mood's improved. Murderer apprehended, international incident avoided, and terrorist leader in the cells. And on something of a promise.
In your dreams.
Well, glad you're in a good mood, Gene.
So if you need to know how to spell the word stupendous on your DNC report, you just give us a shout, eh?
The dead man, Oliver and Lovell.
What about him?
His special branch. His real name is Vincent Sarpong. He was originally from South Africa, but had lived in London for 5 years, worked for special branch for three. Started hearing rumours that the exiled ANC were gathering bomb-making materials looking to avenge last year's attack on their Patton Street offices.
I remember that now. It was a South African secret service. This guy confessed to it all at the Truth and Reconciliation trials.
The what?
The point is, the ANC have been plotting their revenge ever since. Sarpong figured it out.
Which is why he was killed.
The president of South Africa, P.W. Botha, is due in London for secret talks with the prime minister.
What, and you think they're going to try and off Botha?
Sarpong thought so, which is why they executed him.
No, his wounds were the result of a frenzied stabbing, not an execution. I don't buy it.
Well, quite frankly, nobody's very interested in what you buy, Gene. Special branch have lost one of their own. They'll be taking the accused off our hands.
Well, what will happen to him?
None of our business.
Where's their request form? Form APR 13, I believe.
What?
Alien prisoner release. Do everything by the book of Fenchurch, Jim. So if you can get me APR 13 signed and dated, I just might consider Special Branch's request.
Have you any idea how serious this is?
Yes, I do. It's going to be one hell of a last chapter, eh, Jim?
All the officers are searching through suitcases.
You've got their belongings, now look through them thoroughly.
The ANC never waged a terror war outside of Africa.
Yet, which means a bloody big feather in our cap if we thwart a terrorist attack on a visiting head of state. Find me a smoking gun.
Oh, I spoke to my mate up in Manchester. Apparently there's been a fire in the records department, so your Epilet records have all been destroyed.
Forensics on the knife, Gov. No prints.
There are no explosives in here, Gov.
Well, keep looking, and when you're done, go and search Tobias's flat and be thorough. He's a crafty bugger. Chris, I want you to stay in CID tonight. Tobias Nudderbelly, whatever his name is, he's our prisoner. He stays in our cells. Understood?
Cool.
Well, they can't take him unless they get an APR 13 form, can they, Gov?
There is no APR 13 form, you dozy mare. Right, nobody goes in, nobody comes out. Is that understood?
Go.
I'm trusting the estate agent before I trust Special Branch. Bar opens at the front or back, Bolly.
You will never, ever, ever know, Gov.
She walks off. Later on, night has fallen, and Chris walks into the office as Alex is getting ready to leave.
Good night, Chris.
Mom, Gov, Mom.
Is everything all right?
Why wouldn't it be?
Just asking.
Chris seems unsettled.
Have you ever had the feeling that things are falling apart and the world as you know it is about to end and nothing will ever be the same?
D.I. Drake, could I borrow you a moment?
I'm just...
Just a minute. In my office.
Alex, look.
No evidence to support Special Branch's allegation that this...
Jim throws her a sharp look.
Do you think this is a game? Some flirty, silly little game being played out by me, you and Hunt.
No, I don't think it's a game.
Sam Tyler lost his life. By all accounts, an extraordinary man. His life was taken from him. Murdered.
We don't know that, not for sure.
Yes, we do! In our hearts, we know that. Now, it's down to you, Alex, to take that final step. To find out from Hunt's own mouth how he did it, where he did it, and why he did it.
It's not that easy, is it, sir?
Oh, actually, it is. It's about being a solution to a problem, a despicable problem. Or being part of the problem itself.
I'm having dinner this evening with DCIO Hunt. Hopefully I'll find out the truth then.
Last chance, Alex. If you don't have the courage to do it, I'll find someone who has.
Oh, I have the courage, sir.
Get him.
He stares menacingly at Alex, who doesn't flinch as she steps out of his office. Jean's shaving in front of a mirror, whilst at her place, Alex is combing her hair.
If you kiss the sun right out of the sky for me.
Jean pats his freshly shaved neck, then takes a big swig from a bottle of spirit. Alex, now wearing a deep red lipstick, puts on some earrings. In a smart white shirt, Jean tries knotting a bow tie. Failing, he removes it and unbuttons his collar. Alex puts on a gold necklace. Jean spits on a cloth and wipes clean his snakeskin boots. Alex puts on some perfume. Jean drops the cloth inside a filing cabinet, from which he produces another bottle of liquor. Alex downs a glass of wine, then pours herself another. At the station, Shaz approaches Chris.
Don't really think anything's going on between me and Ray, do you?
I don't know what to think anymore, Shaz.
Misogynist with a moustache. Don't float my boat, baby.
What's happening?
I don't know.
I hear a police whistle. I jump out of my skin.
It scared you?
I don't know why.
Then we'll be scared together.
Come on, Shaz. Let's go and turn this geezer's flat over.
Will you be all right?
I'll be fine.
In his office, Jim labels the three tapes with the names of Ray, Chris, and Shaz. He grins to himself. Jean's at a table in Luigi's, wearing a black dinner jacket, complete with the undone bow tie hanging loosely around his neck. Luigi brings him a pint.
Grazie. Mr. Hunt, pleasure to see you.
The pleasure is all yours, Luigi.
Signore Hunt is on a date.
I'm not on a date. I'm meeting a colleague for a meal and a professional chat.
I know enough about the restaurants and men to know a date when I see one.
And I know enough about Italians and vats of boiling cooking oil.
Che bello Dio.
It's Alex, wearing a fur coat.
Luigi, glass of champagne for the lady.
Si, signore Hunt.
Thank you.
Proprio bellissima.
Scrub up well, Bowles.
Thank you. You don't look so bad yourself.
They seat themselves at the table. At the station, Chris is speaking with Tobias in his cell.
Why did you do it, Tobias? Why did you kill him?
I didn't do it. You know that. I can see it in your eyes.
You're covering for the girl. But why would you do that? If they send you home?
If they send me home, I die.
So why?
What time is it?
It's 9:10. Can't see what you've got to smile about.
Tsitsi's on the evening flight to Harare. She's safe now.
Have you noticed how strange the atmosphere is in CID?
It's a nuts house, always has been.
No, it's more than that. Things fall apart. The centre cannot hold. Near anarchy is loosed upon the world.
That Pam is.
W.B. Yeats.
It's Viv. We're all missing Viv.
Then you miss him too, don't you?
He was the quiet centre of things. In the middle of the wheel.
And now the spokes are coming off.
Blimey, it's like going out for a date with Leonard Cohen.
You know, we've had our differences in the past.
Differences? All we are is difference, Bolly.
Like Tom and Jerry.
Eric and Ernie.
Everard and Eloise.
Saint and Greasy. Come on then, say it.
Say what?
Alex, there's an elephant in the room. Let's get it out of the way, eh?
She takes a breath.
Did you or did you not kill Sam Tyler?
In the cell.
I was a teacher. I didn't have much, but I had more than most. I kept my head down. I did what I was told.
Why are you telling me this?
There was a school strike. All my students were at the demonstration. They fired into them.
They must have had a reason.
They were black. That was their reason.
Well, communists, I mean, I don't know much about what goes on down there.
They were children.
Look, this is about you trying to justify a murder.
One of my students got shot in the head, through the eye. I held her in my arms, and as she died, I swore that I would not live my life like a dog, shivering in fear of what its master might do. Better a dead lion than a live rat, my friend.
Chris stares at Tobias, then pulls out his cigarettes and offers him one. Tobias looks at the packet wearily, then grabs one, and Chris lights it for him. Shaz and Ray are at Tobias's dingy flat. Shaz looks at a framed photo of a younger Tobias standing in the bush, his arms crossed in a proud, defiant pose.
Right then, you lazy buggers, let's get this thing done. We might just get home in time for sports night.
I don't
Men
know.
Of Harlech, stop your dream.
Ain't that much, has he?
Ray starts drawing on a poster of Nelson Mandela.
Ray, you're a disgrace.
The pen tears through the poster, revealing a hidden cavity in the wall behind, inside of which a metal box is stashed away. Ray opens it and grins.
Sam Tyler was a friend of mine. Bloody irritating friend most of the time, it has to be said. But I learned more from him than I've ever learned from anybody I've ever met. He was strong, decent, a brilliant copper.
What happened?
Been acting strange for a few weeks, and Sam Tyler Strange was very bloody strange indeed.
But he was happy here. I mean, everybody says so. He had a girlfriend, Danny. He had you.
Yeah, I asked him what was wrong. He wouldn't tell me, said he couldn't tell me.
What did you do?
He said he wanted to leave. And he asked me to help him fake his own death. That's why we set fire to the car and pushed it in the river.
What, So Sam asked you to commit an illegal act and you just did it?
Well, I wasn't happy for him to go. I wanted him to stay. I didn't want to lose him.
Well, what happened next?
I never saw him again.
Oh, come on. Well, he just vanished. Sam was like me.
He was not quite as annoying as it happens.
Whatever happened to him might happen to me. Jean, I have to know.
I asked him why. He said it would be better for me that I didn't know. You see, this is about respect, Alex. It's about trust, about faith. Something you haven't learned yet.
Signore Hunt, Signora Drake, some coffee, brandy?
Brandy.
Just the bill, please, Luigi.
Well, you're a feminist, you can pay half.
Get your coat. You've pulled.
Gov, got something for you.
So is D.I. Drake, and I think hers is going to be a lot more interesting.
Want to bet?
Ray lays the metal box on the table for Jean to open. It's full of dynamite. Later, Alex, Jean, and Chris are interrogating Tobias.
Right, start talking to Tobias, or it's a one-way ticket to Robben Island, my friend. My patience is growing thin.
I don't understand. A hole in my wall.
Don't take the piss. Where's the dynamite? Who was it meant for?
There's clearly some missing, Tobias. Where is it?
I don't know where it is.
Liar!
Don't know if he's lying. He said himself there's lots of factions. He could be being set up.
Shut up! Now, you listen to me. I want answers, and I want them now, or I'm going to hand you over your Africana chums and end up making biltong out of you.
As I told you, the movement was starting to split. There were hothead elements who wanted to bring the struggle to the streets of London.
What, a hothead Oliver?
I don't believe in violence.
Bollocks. You stabbed a special branch officer to death. Now, where's the rest of the bloody dynamite?
I don't know!
Do you mind? I'm working here. Who the hell are you?
My name is Anders de Villiers. You've got something I want.
Running around London with a box of dynamite? Bloody amateurs. A little bit more than a murder now, Jean.
I'll take him now. You're coming with us.
I don't think so.
He's our suspect. He stays here.
Anders laughs.
Got you wrapped around his little finger, hasn't he, eh?
Yeah, he does that.
How's it, Joshua? How you doing, my friend? Been a long time.
Would somebody please explain what the hell is going on here?
He likes police officers, does Joshua. These guys were just coming off duty when the bomb went off.
Murdered.
In cold blood.
When was this, Joshua? 10 years ago.
Enough talk. He belongs to Special Branch now.
Covey won't stand a chance.
We need to find that explosive. Both of you in 2 hours.
Gov, a bomb's just gone off at the South African Embassy.
The Quattro speeds through the night. A uniformed guard makes his way down a large staircase into the devastated lobby of the embassy. The place has been plunged into darkness, and he reaches the front door just as it's opened from outside. Jean steps in, followed by Alex and Ray, who's carrying a torch. Alex is staring in disbelief at the damage when Anders and Jim appear at the top of the staircase.
You people did this. You!
Where's Botha?
Still at Heathrow. It's flown straight back to South Africa.
Any fatalities?
One. We think she was a cleaner. Bomb went off before the timer was set. Otherwise, it would have been a lot worse.
Bit amateurish for international terrorists, isn't it?
They were never international terrorists.
No, you bastards know what it is. We're fighting, and we're fighting it for you. To stop the communists!
Oh, shut your face, you racist git!
I suggest we all try and keep calm.
This never gets out. Never. If people back home thought the ANC had the power, the gall, to attack the president...
I give you my word, we'll leak the papers a story about a gas explosion.
I want no publicity for these bastards! I want your prisoner, now!
No!
It's out of our league now, Bolly. He took it out of our league when he did this. Tell Chris to get him ready.
Go.
Wait.
A body is wheeled away on a stretcher, and Alex uncovers it.
Sitsi.
Chris is with Joshua, who's pacing around his cell.
Is this down to you, Joshua? Are you behind this?
They found the explosives in your room.
I'd confiscated them from the young guys. Sitsi knew where they were.
Well, why didn't she go back to Africa? You gave her the chance.
She wasn't in her right mind.
All I can think is she saw an opportunity to hit back and she took it. She was in love with Oliver. And then she found out he was a traitor.
A British police officer! She killed him, didn't she? Why did you cover for her?
Because I'd had my life, Chris. Hers was ahead of her.
Why did you kill those police officers?
I was younger. I was angry that my people were degraded. I'm still angry. But now, I want to persuade them out of their wrongness, not kill them out of it.
Well, what's going to happen to you when they send you back?
You know what will happen.
Your friend?
Of course I'm frightened! But I'm weary too. The struggle makes you very weary.
You had nothing to do with the bomb.
I give you my word.
Shaz is working at her desk when Jim enters, followed by Jean, Alex and Ray.
I don't like it any more than you, but this is now an international incident. Not something Fenchurch East really needs at this moment.
You don't care about your report, Keats.
Oh, yes, you do. That's what all this posturing's been about.
God, this is bigger than a spat with Special Branch. It's another state. It's another country.
Gene Hunt versus another country. No, I like the sound of that.
Oh, you make my job so easy.
Why haven't you gone home, Shaz?
Oh, I did, but I couldn't sleep, Mum. I don't know why. Because I thought I'd see how Chris was.
Right, where's the Kate Crusader?
Here I am, Gov.
Go and bring Tobias up from the cell.
I can't do that.
Why not?
He's not there.
What do you mean he's not there?
Well, where is he, Chris?
I don't know.
Everyone stares at Chris.
You know, I realise it's been a long night and you're not the brightest button on the planet.
I'll let him go.
Jean's stunned.
You let him go?
Yes, sir.
You idiot! You've released a murderer, a terrorist!
Hang on, you let him go, although I expressly gave you orders to the contrary.
Gov. He was never going to get a fair trial in South Africa. Probably no trial at all, so...
This is the ship you run, Hunt. No discipline, no loyalty, no clue!
Chris, what on earth were you thinking of?
Maybe Chris shouldn't have done it, but now that he has...
You dare to disobey me?
I didn't join the police force, Gov, to be a party to state murder.
No, you joined the police force to wipe my arse, Skelton. You joined the police force because nobody else will bloody have you!
You released Tsitsi, Gov, because you wanted a big score. She killed the Special Branch guy. She set the bomb.
Don't you talk back to me, you useless piece of shit!
Come on now, that's enough.
You don't have an opinion. You don't make decisions. Do you understand me?
I understand you, Gov. But I don't happen to agree with you, Chris.
Listen, Gov, we can get in touch with you in if I'm...
What do you mean you don't agree with it?
I don't agree with you, sir.
You can phone the commissioner. You can explain to him why you've let a terrorist loose on the streets of London.
God's sake!
Chris, stop it!
Bastard!
Stop it!
Ray, just leave it. Just break. Just let them get it out of the systems.
Jean's about to punch Chris again.
Come on.
Jean lets him go, and Chris picks himself up off the floor.
Chris? Chris? Chris, you all right?
He storms out.
Impressive.
Very impressive. I think I'll go and finish my report.
Jim's typing away in his office when Alex walks in.
This place is a disgrace. A mockery.
We're better than this, sir. It's just that...
What do you want? I'm busy.
I don't believe that Jean Hunt killed Sam Tyler.
Jim stares at her.
Well, how did you come to that conclusion?
I asked him.
You asked him?
Yes. And I believe him.
And what about the evidence? The falsified murder scene, the falsified police reports, the destroyed evidence, the photographs. The grave.
We don't have a grave.
Close the door on the way out.
I work with him. I have to believe him.
He's polluted you. Just like the others.
No. No, he hasn't.
You disappoint me, Alex. I get out.
Jim dismisses her by putting his glasses back on and returning to his typing. She leaves, defeated. Gene's alone in his office, leaning on his desk. In the background, Ray approaches Shaz, and both carry out a hushed conversation, throwing glances towards Gene. A glum-looking Chris is walking along a dark and deserted street. A boy standing on a balcony blows a whistle.
You should be in bed.
You.
A man has appeared in front of Chris. At Luigi's, a miserable Jean's at the bar.
Ah, signor, try to cheer them up. My other guests, they're slitting their throats.
Alex approaches Jean.
Every police officer in London has got Tobias's description. Every port airport has been alerted.
Pamez was right, things fall apart.
They'll be okay.
If I can't look after my own, then I'm nothing. Viv, now Chris.
Sam. You know, Keats? Keats thinks you murdered him. He's never going to give up.
I don't care what Jim Keats thinks. I care what you think, and if you don't believe me, what's the point?
Chris is sitting with Joshua on a bench by the River Thames.
Why were you following me?
I wanted to thank you. I was weary and you gave me life.
You shouldn't be here. Every copper in London's looking for you.
They won't find me. What happened, man?
The rat became the lion, Tobias.
Does it feel good?
Not especially.
Thank you, Chris.
They shake hands.
So what are you going to do?
Return to the struggle.
You should go.
The woman you work with, the tall one.
Dear Drake.
Something she said about Mandela being freed in 7 years' time. How would she know a thing like that?
Well, she knows all sorts of things, does Alex Drake. Sometimes I think she can see into the...
Joshua's gone.
Future.
Alone on the bench, Chris looks around, confused. At Luigi's, Gene approaches Ray and Shaz at a table.
Some of the glass, Shaz.
Water.
Good God, when you want to be in CID.
I'm not sure that I do anymore.
You went against orders.
You've been riding him for months, humiliating him.
You have been tough on him, Guff.
Won't happen again.
They all turn to find Chris standing in the middle of the restaurant, staring at Gene.
You're the best DCI I've ever met, and I've been proud to work under you. But I'm not going to be your doormat anymore, Guff. Those days have gone.
Gene puts his glass on a table.
Are they now?
Ray rises from his seat.
Buy me a drink, and we'll say no more about it.
Luigi, get Mr. Skelton a drink.
Si, signore.
Chris offers his hand to Gene. Everyone watches apprehensively, waiting for his response. And finally, he takes it, drawing Chris in for a hug. The tension in the room dissipates. Over Jean's shoulder, Chris looks at Shaz, who smiles back at him. As Ray hands Jean his drink back, Alex downs hers. Chris steps up to the bar, where Luigi serves him.
Señor Chris.
Suddenly, the world seems to darken around Chris.
I heard music.
yourself, eh?
The three of them look at each other with worried expressions. Upstairs in her apartment, Alex is sitting at her table, scribbling away on a notepad. She stands up and hides the notepad away on a shelf before walking to the door. After checking through the peephole, she opens up. It's Jean.
I left the children playing.
You did well, with Chris.
I think we have unfinished business, Bolly.
Yeah. Yeah, we do.
She stands aside and he steps in. Downstairs, Luigi's on the phone, whilst Ray, Shaz and Chris are still at the bar.
What did it mean? The music?
Probably don't mean anything.
Of course it does, we've all heard it.
I hate all this weird stuff. It makes me feel uncomfortable.
That sounded like a pub.
And does.
Ringraziami, signore. Amazing news. My cousin in Battipaglia is dead.
Couldn't be happier for you, Luigi.
He leave me money. I can go home.
Head off.
Ritorno a casa.
Even Luigi's going mad.
Did you hear the voice?
Lots of voices couldn't make any out in particular.
I could.
What was it saying?
What'll you have?
Probably just imagining it all, mate.
Not imagining it. And I'll tell you something else about that voice.
You're frightening me, Chris.
Remember that black bloke who was landlord of the Railway Arms?
Nelson? Yeah, of course I do.
It was him.
Upstairs, Jean and Alex are on the sofa.
So Fenchurch East lives to fight another day?
Everyone's rattled. Viv's funeral.
Chris stepped up to the mark. Wasn't sure he had it in him.
We'll be all right. We'll all be all right.
Will we, Bowles?
Let's have a dance.
No, Jean Hunt does not dance.
No. He doesn't hug Christopher Skelton either, does he?
She pops a cassette into a player. She turns to look at Jean, who's still slumped on the sofa, clutching a beer. She offers him her hand.
Okay, let's get the dancing out of the way.
He takes her hand and stands up. They dance closely, gently swaying to the music. They stare into each other's eyes.
You don't hear about Albert?
This is the sound of my soul. She rests her head on his shoulder and closes her eyes, nuzzling up close to his chest and neck as they carry on dancing. But now I've come back again. Tenderly, he places a gentle kiss on her forehead. Opening her eyes, Alex lifts her head and meets his gaze. Gradually, they move closer to each other. Their lips are about to touch. The sound jolts them out of the moment before they've had a chance to kiss.
Go on. Wait in the bedroom, I'll get rid of them.
As he leaves the lounge, she composes herself, taking in a deep breath and running her hand through her hair before answering the door. It's Jim.
Alex.
It's not a good time.
Is that right?
Oh, I love this song. Got your photos developed.
Whilst Jean listens in from the bedroom, she looks through the photos. Sam with Annie, Jean with Ray, and a photo of a farmhouse topped with a weather vane, which brings back a memory from the future.
I think we found our grave.
Police in Lancashire say a body found in a shallow grave on farmland. Maybe that of a police officer.
Farringfield Green, Lancashire. Be careful, Alex. Be very careful.
Ray, Chris and Shaz are walking together down a street.
I've got no truck with apartheid.
Liar.
But if it's so bad, why is Jeff Boycott playing cricket there? Answer me that.
You're a racist, right?
I am not a racist.
You don't like Welsh people?
Mm. Yeah, well, I wouldn't like them, no matter what colour they were, would I?
Good point.
God, it's like 1953 in your head, isn't it?
Suddenly, they stop.
Oh, my God.
It's all right, Chris, I'm here. We're all here.
Finding themselves standing beneath the arch of a cathedral-like building, they stare in awe at a firmament of stars filling the night sky above them. As the whole universe seems to be slowly spinning on its axis, they turn to look behind them and gaze open-mouthed at what they see. At Alex's, Jean opens the bedroom door and steps into the lounge. There's no one there.
Alex?
Picking up his jacket, he walks out through the front door, which has been left wide open, and he closes it behind him. Alex is running down a dark and narrow alleyway. Slowing her pace, she looks at the photo of the farmhouse and carries on, clutching it in her hand.
Like it's always been, and I keep on. Be careful, Alex. Loving you. Be very careful.
It's the only thing to do. When the angel sings, there are greater things. Can I give them all into unknown pleasure?
You've done so much to help everybody around you, Alex. Now you have to help yourself. And that means trusting me.
Here's the OS map of Lancashire, you asshole, Mom.
Thanks, Shaz.
Why did Shaz give you that map? This is about bloody Tyler again.
Oh, God, give me strength.
I don't think I can be in the same room as you anymore, Alex.
Why? Because you're so angry you might do something.
Now, if you can take a look at these when you get a moment, trust me, they're in your best interests.
Hunt will try and twist you around his finger one last time. I promise you, before this is over, he will try and trick you. And when that moment comes, you will know.